ready to start the second half of action. 39-6, the score. Cake up over Skagway. Some of the scoring leaders from Cake. Ashenfelter with 10 in the first half. Louise Kadaik had 4, and Chandler Kadaik had 5, so the Kadaiks had 9 together. Aceveda with 8, and Benham put in 10. And if you were listening, you knew Benham kind of took over that game. On the Skagway side, Weber got a free throw. Jensen and Selmer both with a bucket apiece, and Madison Cox contributed with a free throw as well, bringing our total 39-6. And Skagway's initial foray with the basketball goes out of bounds. It will be Skagway ball on the Cake baseline. Now Weber set to inbound the ball to Selmer. Selmer's got an open look. Off glass, no good. And rebound brought down by Ashenfelter, and she's just going to take it the length of the court with a left-hand dribble up and in. 4-2. Ashenfelter, strong player, great handle, able to take the ball up with either hand. Laid it up with the left hand that time. Jensen now gets it over on the left hand side to Whitehead. Whitehead wants to work it down low to Weber. Weber with a hook shot. Up and in for 2. Now Weber, a beautiful scoop hook. I don't want to exactly call it a hook. It was more of a scoop. I'll call it a scoop hook. 41-8 the score. 7:18 left in the third quarter. Cake working the ball over on the left hand side. An easy wide open jump shot for Benham goes down. 43-8 now the score. About 7 minutes left to go in the quarter. Jensen brings the ball up for Skagway. Works it on the right over to Cox. Cox is looking to unload the ball. Gets it in the corner and baseline to Selmer. Selmer drives baseline and then loses her dribble. Gets it knocked out of her hand and then the ball is taken away from her. Cake has the ball now. They're being a little sloppy with it, but Benham gets it over to Kadaik. Kadaik gets it over to Davis. Back over to Benham up top, and she forces a pass down low that gets away quickly. It gets over into the hands of Ashenfelter. Her shot missed, and then she gets it back. Davis down low with the ball, and Whitehead with a block shot. Ball picked up by Cox, and Cox gets it over to Jensen. A hot pass. And she was only a foot away, but Jensen was able to handle it, no problem. Cox has the ball, trying to force it down low to Selmer, but Selmer wasn't open, and the ball was picked off to Davis. Davis up with an easy lay-in after the three-quarter court pass by Cake, and Cake is rolling once again, 45-8 the score with 6 minutes to play in the quarter. Jensen gets it over on the left this time to Weber. Weber works it down inside to Whitehead. Whitehead couldn't handle the pass, but dives down after her own fumble and is able to corral the ball. Now Weber with the ball back up top to Cox. Cox passes it over to Jensen. She's going to reset that offense. She wants to work it on the right-hand side. Instead, goes left. Weber not expecting the pass. And it goes off of her hands and out of bounds. She saw it coming. She just wasn't able to adjust quick enough to it. And it is Cake basketball. Ashenfelter easily into the middle to Davis. Right back outside to Kadaik for the open jump shot. No good. Rebound comes back down to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter over to Davis, down low to Kadaik. She passes it over to Benham for a 12-foot jump shot on the baseline, knocks it down. Benham smooth as silk out there on the court. And Skagway looks to attack again. Jensen picks up the dribble and tries to pass. One of those long chest passes across the lane is picked off by Ashenfelter, who blows her layup on the other end. And Skagway comes down. Well, it does not come down with the ball. Kate comes back down with the ball. Ashenfelter's got it now on the left-hand side. Wants to work it down low. A couple of interior passes. Fumbled, and the ball picked up by Whitehead on the steal. Jensen now has the ball. She crosses over to half court. Skagway going right to left on your radio now. She works it over onto the right-hand side to Cox. Cox gets it to Selmer. Selmer wants to dribble drive on the baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will remain Skagway basketball. But we've got a timeout on the floor. Coach Anthony Ross wants to talk it over with his Cake squad a little bit. And on the Skagway side, Coach Jess Calise teaching about ball control, talking about movement, talking about boxing out, talking about working the ball into the interior of the zone to get good looks. They're a little bit shorter than the Cake squad. Cake, maybe not shorter isn't the right word, but Cake's just a little stronger down low. Skagway's got a little bit of size. Al Weber, quite tall, but they're not able to match up with the strength of Cake down low. And they've got to look to be careful with their passes. Skagway's got a habit of chest passes. And, you know, the bounce pass is a very effective pass because it goes underneath the hands of the defenders, whereas those chest passes are going right into the hands. So hopefully they'll figure that one out here. Quick entry pass to Selmer, who throws up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Whitehead, her shot, no good. Rebound by Cake, and Davis has a run out. She's ahead of the pack, up and in for the layup. 2 points for Davis. 4:24 left to go in the quarter. 49-8 the score. Cake up over Skagway. Jensen's got the ball on the left-hand side. Gets it over to Whitehead. Down low to Jensen. Over to Selmer. Selmer's jump shot from 15 feet. Good. Swish. 49-10 now the score. Cake works the ball on the right-hand side to Kadake. Kadake's jump shot no good, and Al Weber comes down with a rebound. That was Chandler Kadake with that shot. If they can keep getting open jump shots for Selmer, that's a good sign for Skagway because she can knock down that open jumper, and she's open again. They get her the ball, but the defense picks up in time. She works it into the interior, kind of a like a half-hook shot. No good. Ball comes down to Cake. Kadake has the ball. Oh, nice little give-and-go from Aceveda to Kadake. Back to Aceveda. She missed her shot, but the ball finds its way back into the hands of Louise Kadake, and she hits her 8-foot runner in the lane for 2:51-10 now the score. Cake up over Skagway, and Cox has the ball on the right-hand side. She's picked up her dribble. She tries to force the ball into the interior, and that was defended. There was a scrum for the ball, and it was chased out of bounds. It's going to be ruled off of a Cake player. It will be Skagway basketball. Al Weber set to inbound with 2:55 left to go in the quarter. Jensen has it now on the top. Gets it over to Cox. Cox wants to leave. She's looking at a cross-court pass. She's got a dribble option open, but isn't looking to dribble. He's just looking to pass. So the ball has been worked around to the left side. Selmer now has it. She takes a nice dribble drive into the lane. Her shot up, no good. Kate comes down with the ball. Kadake to Davis. Back to Kadake. No good on her jump shot. That's nice movement. The old give and go. It's the oldest play in the book. I guess the pick and roll is the oldest play in the book, but the give and go is right behind it. Skagway's got the ball now. Whitehead has it on over her head. Works it up top to Cox. Over to Selmer. Selmer blows by her defender. Puts up a shot. No good. There's a foul down low in the battle for the rebound. And that foul is going to be called on a Cake player. It's going to be called on Benham. And it will be side out for Skagway, actually underneath their own, underneath the Cake basket. Inbounds pass quickly to Selmer. She gets it out to Cox after a couple of dribbles, and top of the key, Whitehead has it now. Whitehead, ooh, she's got an opening into the lane, takes it, puts up her shot, no good. Tries to get a rebound, no good. Out of bounds off of Kara Whitehead. Whitehead saw that opening and took advantage of it, unable to score the bucket. Ball goes back over to Cake. Kadake works it up toward the foul line. Passes it over to Chandler Kadake. That was Louise Kadake to Chandler Kadake. Chandler Kadake knocks down a 2-point bucket, 54-10. The score with a minute 10 left to go here in the third period. Jensen has the ball. She looks right, passes left instead. Whitehead has the ball now. And she looks down low but is unable to find anybody. Gets it over to Cox instead. She tries to force the ball into the interior to Weber. Unable to connect. And Cake has the ball. Quick, fast break from Cake. One shot up, no good. Two shots up, no good. Rebound by Cake. And third shot up. This time it's a charm. Davis knocks it down from about 7 feet away. And Skagway is getting killed on the boards once again. Young team, you're going to expect that from a young team like Skagway. One upperclassman, she's a junior. Everybody else is, you know, sophomores, freshmen, eighth graders on the court. They're just not as strong as this heavily, veteran Cake squad. That's the word I was looking for, veteran. Cake working the ball around the perimeter, trying to get an open look down low. Chandler Kadake brings the ball into the lane. Her shot no good. Whitehead comes down with a rebound. Time runs out in the quarter before Skagway can get anything done. 56-10 is the score after three quarters.